Next case, please.
The next application is 11,928. Mary Yeager seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback sections 115-42B and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Laws Point Road, approximately 1,084 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36976 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, Map 12.16, Parcel 303. Specifically, they're requesting a 17-foot variance, a 4.7-foot variance, a 2.4-foot variance, a 2.2-foot variance, a 4.8-foot variance, a 4.3-foot variance, and a 4.6-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, one mail return, and we did receive one letter in support, and this is from Paul Reel on Laws Point Road, and it's okay with him. Great neighbor, and they recommend approval, and that is what the letter stated. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gil Alexander Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 109.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
It's my pleasure to present for Mrs. Yeager her case for a new home on her lot in Laws Point Road. It's in Swan Keys, which we're all quite familiar with. Mrs. Yeager has chosen a home off of our lot, a lot model, which was greatly reduced in price and fits into her budget. And her lot, as you can see from the survey, was what was on the lot was already out of conformity. It was based on the building envelope. It didn't fit into the building envelope to begin with. I'm not sure if there was ever a variance granted for that or not. I don't know. But the building envelope that this lot has is quite restrained and not allowing for her to do what she would like to do with the property, especially since she's chosen a home that she loves very much. And we worked a good deal for her budget reasons, so that she can acquire that home financially. We just need to hopefully get approval to place it on her lot. The uniqueness of the property, again, is Swan Keys was created many years ago, which with new homes offers quite a few obstacles, and we've been through that plenty of times. So the uniqueness of the property is the building envelope doesn't allow for current new homes or for larger expanded homes. There are a lot of homes going up that are two-story. Mrs. Yeager has chosen a one-story. What I consider to be a conservative home is 61 feet long. Can it be otherwise developed? Yes. The lot can be otherwise developed in the envelope. But again, if you're site building, you would have probably site build the house to give her proper square footage. It would be much more expensive than what she's paying us for the home and project. It wasn't created by Mrs. Yeager. It was just, again, an old development that has many different setbacks that have been there for, I don't know, since the 70s, I believe. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The house is beautiful. It's a good, gorgeous show model, and it will look great on her lot, and it will fit her lot comfortably with 10-foot setbacks on each side, which is standard in Swan Keys. Just because of the setback to the bulkhead, we have to push the home somewhat forward to stay with that back setback, which actually we're going to adhere to the total back setback, allowing even more footage in the front when it's all said and done. Minimum variance, I think this has quite a few different arrows pointing in different areas of this, but we're basically putting a rectangle on a rectangular lot. With 10-foot setbacks on each side, we're messing with the front setback pretty much, in essence. And the only things that are protruding would be steps, which is normal, and an air conditioner unit. I don't think...
Forgive me for interrupting, but
no, you're good.
But you've said a couple times now you meet the side yard setback, so 10 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to your drawing and according to your application, you're asking for variances on those side yards.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm...
Lost.
Oh, I'm sorry. The variances are for the stairs and for the air conditioner.
On the side.
To be in that 10-foot area, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the actual home, the body of the home will be 10 feet in.
Well, according to the survey, it's going to be 5.3 and 5.4 on the south side, and 7.8 and 7.7 on the north side. So
it's a 40-foot wide lot.
You are correct. You're right. It's a 40-foot lot.
Here's look, take a look at what we have here.
Yes, sir.
I think make it a lot easier.
Mr. Rickard, I think he just corrected himself and thought he was thinking of a 50-foot lot.
Yeah, you got a 40-foot lot.
Right? See where all your variances are there? All right, do you have that in front of you?
I do.
It's not in red. That threw you off, huh?
It did, yeah. I did my own little drawing there.
That comes from grade school.
Is it safe to say, Mr. Fleming, that if this was a 50-foot wide lot, that this home would fit comfortably within the setbacks, except for the stairs and the HVAC?
Right. Correct, yes.
So you did this intentionally, because that certainly helps your case.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
And so, it's not red on top of that.
So we're looking at 7.8 from one side, 7.6 from the other.
The other side, good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would that then affect your ability to develop the property in strict conformity then? Because I believe you had said you thought it could otherwise be developed and in strict conformity. But because it's 40 feet rather than 50 feet, does that make it difficult to comply with the code and fit a home on that lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Rivers, do you have any further questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Werman?
Do you have sheds in the back, the way it looks? They're going to all be removed?
The sheds.
Right, yeah, back in there. In the sheds?
No. What sheds?
Is that an old? Is that the existing dwelling on the property?
Right. Yeah,
or an old dwelling?
Yeah, there won't be any sheds left over there. And if she chooses, they're not going to fit. We're not going to be able to keep a shed.
Yeah, right. Say you're not going to do that. You're not going to be able to put anything in there, are you? Mm-hmm.
So they'll be down.
Okay. No other question.
Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions? Okay. Hearing, excuse me, hearing no further. I'm sorry.
Is there flooding in the rear yard?
Flooding?
Yeah, you're backing up to a lagoon, so does it flood to the rear?
It would. It can. Absolutely. It has in the past.
Is that a reason why you want to keep the home closer to Laws Point Road rather than towards the rear?
Well, it's always beneficial to stay away from the canal, you know, and build more of a patio, if you wish.
Just keep from the water flooding.
And that way it can bear the weather. Certainly the house will not be as conducive to water. To keep that setback would be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we've seen many incidences where 40-foot lot is certainly a building problem issue in Swan Keys, and certainly difficult to find or build a 20-foot wide house on a 40-foot wide lot. So I think that request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and certainly makes it unique. Obviously, the applicant didn't make or create the 40-foot lot. Obviously, wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood, since there are other variances that have been granted there and other 40-foot lots, and I think it's a minimum forward relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,928.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'd like to second that and add to that this is what we're experiencing. Just so you know, the reason behind it, years ago the county changed from a mobile home park, and it was designed as a mobile home park, and they went to a GR. So that's the reason you can go up 40 feet now, and you couldn't do that at that time. And I'm going to second Mr. Mills' motion.
All right. You have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickard, that we approve case number 11,928. All those in favor of the motion? Again, then, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,928 is approved.